25th of August, 1963, from the Universal House of Justice to the National Spiritual Assemblies of the Baha'i World. Dear Baha'i friends, the whole Baha'i world will be grief-stricken at the news of the sad fate which has overtaken the Mashreqal Askar in Ishqabad, the first temple raised to the glory of Baha'u'llah. Due to its unsafe condition, resulting from earthquakes, the building has been entirely demolished and the site cleared. The building of this edifice, the only structure of its kind to be raised and completed in the lifetime of Abdu'l-Bahá, was described by the beloved guardian as a lasting witness to the fervor and the self-sacrifice of the Oriental believers. This enterprise, the guardian further wrote, must rank not only as the first major undertaking launched through the concerted efforts of his followers in the heroic age of his faith, but as one of the most brilliant and enduring achievements in the history of the first Baha'i century. The Baha'i Center in Ishqabad was founded in the days of Baha'u'llah. Already during his lifetime, preliminary steps had been adopted by the friends of that community to build, in accordance with the provisions of the Most Holy Book, a Mashreqal Askar. However, the project had to be postponed until 1902, at the end of the first decade of the ministry of Abdu'l-Bahá, when he initiated its construction, called on the friends in the East to offer their contributions toward the fulfillment of this goal, and personally encouraged and directed its developments at every stage. The Bab's cousin, the Venerable Haji Mirza Muhammad Taghi, the Vakil-ud-Dawla, offered his total wealth towards this meritorious enterprise, established his residence in that city, and personally supervised its construction. The laying of the cornerstone of this edifice at a ceremony attended by the delegate of the Tsar, the Governor General of Turkestan, and the initial steps taken to raise this first house of worship of the Baha'i world inspired the friends in America who, in 1903, eager to demonstrate the quality of their faith, petitioned Abdu'l-Bahá for permission to erect the first Mashreqal Askar of the West. In addition to the temple itself, two schools, one for boys and one for girls, and a pilgrim house were built. The local community and the activities of the friends throughout the provinces of Turkestan expanded and developed in stature until 1928, when the law expropriating religious edifices was applied to this temple. However, under the terms of 2 5-year leases, the Baha'i community was permitted to continue to use the building as a house of worship. In 1938, the temple was completely expropriated and converted into an art gallery. In 1948, violent earthquakes shook the whole town, causing devastation and ruin. The building was seriously damaged. The only section which remained relatively secure was the central rotunda. Heavy yearly rains further weakened the structure to such a degree as to endanger the safety of the houses in the vicinity. It was at this point that the authorities decided to demolish the remaining edifice and clear the site. A reliable report, recently received, indicates that had the temple been restored to us at this point, we should have had no option but to raise the building ourselves. Please share this news with the friends, but we do not wish national assemblies, local assemblies, or individual believers to take any action. With loving greetings, the Universal House of Justice.